Hi, today's podcast was with Anna Molinaro from the Blackburn office. She's going to share her story, why she got into real estate, how her journey is taken on, and how she's become an award winner within the industry of property managers. We really look forward to this podcast and see some inspiring insights on what's going on in the property management world. So congratulations, Anna.
Thank you so much, Dean. I'm absolutely over the moon.
Okay, so tell me a little about your journey in real estate.
So my journey, I guess, commenced being within a family-run business. I guess it's, you could say, from nappies, I like to think. So I would like to say I've been in the industry for 15 years, but growing up in a family business means it's real estate, real estate, real estate, which I absolutely love. I live, breathe, speak, eat real estate. I have a slight obsession, but more so a passion for property management in particular. So I guess starting in reception was my first kind of role in the industry, and then worked my way through into administration, assistant property manager, junior property manager, and now senior property manager and department head at O'Brien Real Estate Blackburn, and I'm absolutely loving the journey.
And so obviously with that luxury of being brought up in the industry, which is exciting, and you did start from the front desk, why property management then?
I think it's one of those things when you're part of a family business, not just an Italian family business, you're kind of just thrown in the deep end a little bit. Although I think at first reception is where I thought I would start and stay, but very quickly I learned to understand that real estate is about a growing experience and growing within departments. So my parents thought, have a go at property management, but here I am today leading the department, absolutely loving it.
And it's really exciting because here at O'Brien, one of our purposes is to facilitate growth. And we're so excited with you guys joining our team, and that's just an example of a family that facilitates growth, regardless if it is the family or if it's someone within the organisation. But property management has some really testing times, some rewarding times, because you're constantly problem solving, but sometimes some really highly emotional, because the problems you just can't fix at times, but yet you're meant to. So how do you keep yourself motivated in this direction?
I think, you're absolutely right, Dean, and there are challenges daily. Sometimes I just sort of think to myself, oh my goodness, what am I doing in this business? But then you understand the clients. You do have some wonderful clients that just absolutely appreciate everything that you do, but I think this is where the sales component actually comes in, and it's all about negotiation. So it's all about your skills, negotiation, how can you problem solve, and really it's about getting that end result. So whether it be maintenance related or whatever it may be, we are the meat in the middle of the sandwich, as I like to think property managers are, but it is all about problem solving, and it is a little bit about sitting on the fence and really understanding and stepping inside both the tenant and landlord's shoes and being able to understand both sides and just end up with a great outcome and a great result.
It's amazing that you actually say that, because one of the things that we often struggle with as directors in the organisation is explaining that to the new property managers. And for us, we sit back and go, okay, this is what it's about, but you've just probably worked it out and won some because you've had that journey through. So what advice would you give a young property manager, and what advice would you give a young director to actually assist that property manager?
Yeah, so I'll start with the director point of view, first of all. It's all about guidance, and it's all about appreciating your team and being on their side as well, and really understanding what the problem is. So it's not working against them, but in fact working with them to understand and also assist with that problem solving. And I think having that support from great directors and your management team really helps to encourage a property manager to know, yes, you are doing a great job, you have a big responsibility in managing your portfolio, and we're here to assist and support you. And in terms of those advice for new property managers or junior PMs coming into the industry, I guess it's hang in there and don't take things personally. Try not to take things home. That's what we can do as the management, but that's what we don't expect our employees to do. So I think it's don't take it personally. Understand, often it's not directed at you personally, but the tenant or the landlord may just be frustrated at the situation. So I guess advice for young PMs, learn from the senior PMs and just hang in there. You're great at this.
I like what you just said about there, support. I believe there's a great saying, we should publicly praise and privately support. And too often, because it's in the spur of the moment, a lot of directors get, okay, why is this done? Why isn't that done? But privately support, work behind the scenes, go deeper with the actual staff member, your team member, because they're part of your family, and actually then be engaged with that landlord as well. Because too often it just gets brushed off, okay, hang on, it's your job, surely you can do that. But publicly praise again, because property managers, they do like praise because they do a hard job.
Absolutely. You're 100% right there. And I think it's really good when a property manager can feel they do have that support from the top level in the department or the office, so they don't feel alone and they don't feel like they're just handling this portfolio all on their own. So I really love when I see directors and management really stepping in and showing that support. They may not know property management and the legislation as well as the PMs do, but just to be there and have a little bit of advice, guidance and support, I think is everything that a property manager would appreciate.
Now, you talk about legislation, you've got a big year ahead of yourself, haven't you?
Absolutely, that I do, come July 2020.
That's right, because it's, as we said, we were lucky enough to have Hayley Mitchell in here training the other day. And the exciting thing about that is what her significance is. We know it's going to be a significant year, but preparation is for free. And therefore, what can we do to prepare ourselves for the changes and for the advice that you're going to lead your team into the changes up to the 2020?
Absolutely. So the likes of Hayley Mitchell, et cetera, that are the, I guess, legislation gurus, as I like to call them, I think we just need to train. We are forever learning. So yes, I may be a senior property manager, but hey, I don't know it all. And I never think that I will know it all. And I think that time that you do think as a PM that you know it all, that's when you need to step back and just reconsider. And you just need to keep learning. There is huge changes ahead of us, but it's about staying positive, staying focused, and train. The more training, the better.
That infinite learning attitude definitely wins without a doubt. And I think with Hayley, part of our partnership in the next 12 months is going to be fantastic for the organisation. Now, you've got an award here. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so earlier this year, I was lucky to be nominated and I was in the top five for realestate.com's The Real Ideas Prize, in which case I made the top five finalists, and out of that, I became second. I got second place, which is super exciting. And now that's another, I guess, job ahead of me, which is pretty exciting, is to develop and implement and hopefully one day create my app.
Yeah, which is awesome. Now, that realestate.com wasn't just Victoria, was it?
No, this is Australia-wide.
Yeah, so we've got quite an achievement here, and I think it's very exciting for us here at O'Brien to actually say, okay, here's a young, passionate professional that is so excited about an industry, not just wants to be a team leader within an organisation, but he's actually thinking of better ways to improve it. So to you, Anna, we're very excited, and congratulations on that award. You must be very nervous, though, because we've got the REIV finalists coming up.
Yes, I've got that ahead of me now, and to not only be nominated for the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, but also to be another top five finalists for the Residential Property Manager of the Year Excellence Awards of 2019 is pretty exciting. Very nervous, but looking forward to celebrating on the 24th of October.
Regardless, it's a massive achievement. So just before we finish up, as I said here, Anna, you've done an amazing job. You're industry passionate. You're an infinite learner. And you've been around from pretty much from nappies, as you said, from ground up, with a wonderful family that is also passionate about real estate. If there's three dot points you can take away for us, that you could leave us with some legendary moments, what is it about real estate? What is it about property management? And what is it about the individual person that drives them to be that infinite learner?
Okay, so I think I have to start with a very strong directorship and leads in the industry. And for us at O'Brien Real Estate, I think it's having a strong corporate organisation behind you. So yourself, Dean, and the team at corporate, to have a very strong brand behind you, a young, up-and-coming, future-forward-thinking brand is the number one thing that I will absolutely take away, because when you've got that backing behind you, that's already the support that you need. That's point one for me. Point two, again, I'm going to, again, say directorship and management, but I think it's really important for anyone in the real estate industry to have really good support behind them. So I think if you've got support, you will succeed in anything that you do. And the third point that I will take away is love what you do and enjoy what you do, because if you're not loving what you're doing, like, hey, why be in real estate? I think you've got to absolutely cherish every moment and every day, and life's too short. Don't take it for granted.
Anna, well, thank you for being part of our Know Your Team podcast, and we're so excited about it. And we're all there back in and going. Hope you are going to enjoy, and we're going to celebrate all together there at the REIV Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me, Dean.
O'BrienRealEstate.com.au. The difference is our people and local knowledge.